Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Time to head up north because the focus of Australian racing tomorrow is at Doomben, and the TAB Fred Best Classic is the feature. It's a win and you're in for the Stradbroke, and Dawn Passage currently is the favourite for both. And co-trainer Adrian Bott joins us. Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Always good to chat, and especially with this horse, who I know is one of your favourites. I remember having a chat to you a few weeks ago before he won so impressively at Rose Hill, and he was about $10 on that occasion. You said, I've got a lot of time for this horse, so keep telling Gay he's a good horse, and now he's putting it all together.
Yeah, no, great to see him sort of back up our initial sort of thoughts on him. I guess he's sort of, in fairness to him, he's always shown plenty of potential, and just sort of, I guess wasn't able to sort of always get the right conditions, and now he's just sort of matured a lot, and we've seen that in his sort of racing pattern and his style, and he's strengthened up a lot, and he's just racing with a bit of confidence at the moment, so he's in great form, and it looks like a nice sort of program and opportunity for him to sort of capitalise on that and sort of really go on and hopefully continue to showcase his potential.
It does look a good race for him, doesn't it? He's shown he can sit off the speed, and then last start he sat on it. You've drawn 7 tomorrow. Where do you think he'll land? Where would you like to be in the run?
Yeah, look, I'm not concerned by that draw. Sort of more than happy for him to, I prefer him there being sort of, they've been bunched away up on the fence somewhere. I'd like to think he's sort of sitting in a midfield position there. It looks to be sort of a genuine enough sort of a tempo. I guess last start in the small field, very tactical affair, and probably had to ride him a little bit out of his natural sort of pattern and comfort zone and put him on the speed. But I'd expect there'd be a bit more pace in the race there tomorrow, particularly probably from the stablemate as well. That might just give him that chance to settle and be there just about midfield.
Has he continued to improve throughout this campaign? His last two runs have been brilliant. Is that his peak, or is there more to come?
Oh, look, I think there's just plenty of just natural improvement with him continuing to strengthen every time and gain confidence and just putting it all together. Sort of not making some of those sort of small mistakes that he used to make. He's just sort of more the furnished product now, and which is what we're seeing in the results, and I guess also being able to stretch him out in trip to the 1400, probably naturally what he's always been looking for, and I still think he'll get a little bit further in time. So when he gets those conditions, he'll certainly, I think, continue to keep taking that next step for us.
Has he got a win tomorrow to guarantee the run in the Stradbroke?
It would certainly make things a lot more comfortable. He sits about 21 in order of entry with a couple above him that sort of had question marks over whether they still may or may not go. I guess there's the potential for two more to jump ahead of him from the qualifying race on the weekend. So you'd probably want to be able to win to certainly secure a place there. And look, also would want to see him being able to win to warrant pushing on as well.
You've got Bellevue Hill entered in that race. He's also entered in race number 4. Which way are you leaning?
Look, I'm leaning towards Dawn Passage, just with the form and everything that he's been showing, and the form that he's taking up. The other horse, Bellevue Hill, I guess he sort of hasn't quite recaptured his early 2-year-old career form and promise that he once showed. But I must say, on that, we've always held the horse in such high regard. So, I think his first up performance there can be forgiven. He was a long time off the scene. He just raced a little bit fresh and was left a bit flat-footed there. It was, he's probably not as sharp as he was as a young horse, and just looking for that 1600 eventually in time. So, he's much fitter for the run. It's really brought him on. Noticed a big difference in him in his work in the last fortnight. So, certainly an improver. And wouldn't sort of surprise me for him to run a bold race for us.
These Aquas horses with the Bellevue names, it's Bellevue Star you've got in race number 4, he's got a good chance as well. Currently around about a $7 in the market. What are your thoughts tomorrow?
Yeah, look, that's his little sister there. So, she's got some good bloodlines there and some you know, potential to try and add some value to her through some, you know, Morton Black type. I thought her run last start was excellent. Had so much merit to it. She's only a small filly, but looked very tough, very courageous. She fought hard, had to do plenty of work, made her do plenty of work from that outside draw there last start, but I thought she still gave a great kick and fought on very tenaciously. So she was, you know, she was entitled to knock up a lot sooner than what she did. But yeah, as I said, I thought she stuck on very well considering the circumstances. So, had a nice trip up there, had plenty of time to settle in. She seems to have done well, and yeah, it looks a nice race for her to try and capitalise on that black type I mentioned.
Yorkshire Hooter goes around in race number 5. Really good couple of wins, but this is a nice race. You come up against Rock O'Clock, who chased home Dawn Passage last start, and Vanna Girl, who's been in really good form up north. So how do you think Shahood will line up tomorrow?
Yeah, certainly not an easy task for her, jumping from, you know, maiden and class 1 sort of provincial form here up to Stakes Company. But look, you know, she gets to go back to taking on her own age and sex, and, you know, she's at the right, you know, race conditions for, I guess, right distance, and she's going up there in winning form, so you can't fault that. She did come off a very strong win. She's one that just takes plenty of work, and we've sort of really upped that in the last, you know, couple of weeks and that with her, and she's really, really responded well and thriving on it. So she's settled in great up there. Chris has given us some great reports, and yeah, again, just another nice opportunity for her to try and gain some valuable black type for it.
And you round out the day with Ready to Profit, who's a nice chance as well in the Cobham Stakes.
Yeah, we saw a much improved run from her last start, a more aggressive ride, and the blinkers back on. So I think both of those factors certainly helped. And look, she ran up at a solid tempo, and you know, condition probably just gave out there that last 50-100 metres, but right up until then she gave a great sight. So there was definitely improvement coming out of that run. She's travelled up there well successfully before, and yeah, she appears in great shape. So you know, she'll be able to sort of give another bold sight, and with that added fitness she'll take some catching.
Who's your best at time at Rose Hill tomorrow?
Look, Statuesque is probably our best chance there. She's you know, she's genuine. She'll handle her conditions and races well fresh.
All right. A lot of punters around Australia will be having Dawn Passage as their big linchpin of the day. Is that your best of the weekend?
Yeah, look, I'd certainly say it'd be our best chance across the board. He's in great form. Looks at profiles as a lovely race for him, and he's done well since he's arrived in Queensland.
Good on you, Adrian. Best of luck over the weekend.
Thanks very much, Michael.